Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Berlinale 2019, I'm Angela Cherby. I'm here with Ritesh Batra, director of Photograph. Coming back to shoot in India after working abroad on two international films, did India seem different to you?
Oh yeah, sure. You know, I reunited with a lot of the crew. With pretty much all the crew of The Lunchbox came back to work on this movie. Costume designer, production designer, line producer, and all their teams, you know, because people like working together. So it was a lot of the same crew, and then Nawaz was the same actor. So it was a big reunion, but, you know, I found that it had become a much more difficult place to shoot in. You know, it's just much more crowded, much harder to get around. While we were making Lunchbox, we were able to shoot on locations and still go to another part of the city and do something else, shoot something else. But yeah, it's become very difficult to move around, like just the infrastructure-wise, you know, which is a good, both good and bad thing, because that means that a lot is going on, but you know, the cities are also, and it's happening with cities everywhere in the world, you know.
Showing the city as it is, was it important to you?
Yeah, you know, the thing is that both these stories could only happen in Bombay, and I found that while shooting there, I think the biggest decisions are always about what not to show. Because, you know, Bombay is not the kind of place where you can pan the camera and come and find two characters. Because then the audience is just going to be thinking about everything they saw on the way. Because there's so much, you know, there's just so much color and so much going on. So it really becomes a lot about what not to show and rather than what to show. But yeah, things in the background are always, it's pretty overwhelming. The place and all its sounds and everything that's going on there.
Why this story can only happen in Bombay?
I think they can only happen in Bombay for, you know, because those characters can only come from there. And the pressures that they face coming from, in his case, coming from a small village into Bombay are pretty unique to his situation there. His profession is pretty unique to Bombay. He's a photographer at the Gateway of India. The city is like the size of Manhattan and it's so crowded, you know. It's like there's still like divisions, but people are pretty stacked up and live pretty close together. It's very claustrophobic in many ways. But that's just what I think, you know.
Which was the question you started with for writing Photograph?
Well, you know, I was really curious about getting to know the characters. Because, look, see, like, nowhere in the world, really, not just in India, like bankers and plumbers are not going out for a drink together. You know, let alone spend so much time with each other or date or what have you. Just those blue-collar and white-collar worlds don't mix. So I was really just curious about who these two people are and why they would do this. So I was curious about just creating characters that could sell this time and it could feel truthful and real and it could feel plausible during the course of the movie so that it doesn't feel like, oh, this would never happen, you know, because it would never happen. But I was very interested in that's the part of the task that interested me, that how can I make this, you know, create these two characters and then make the performances believable. But that's what I was interested in, nothing.
How is the relationship between tradition and modernity in India and for you? Because the film, we have like the figure of the grandmother coming to help him to get married, and she represents what the tradition is, and he represents what the new words should be. And which is for you the relationship between the tradition and modernity in India? How can you deal with it?
Well, you know, I've been really lucky to be in an observer point of view, because I left when I was 19 and then I never went back to live. I went there to work and leave, you know, so I have a luxury to visit and leave. But yeah, you know, a lot of people in the East, you know, in general, even in Japan, China, we have a lot of expectations on us about getting married. On that goes across classes, to get married at a certain age, to buy a house, buy a car, have kids by a certain age. There's a lot of pressures of the family that everybody has to deal with. So I think that's what you're asking me about in terms of tradition.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, but I think that's a very important part of everybody's lives. No matter how much modernity comes in, I think that's
still stays there.
That stays there, yeah. That never leaves. You know.
Thank you very much to Ritesh Batra, director of photograph from the Berlinale 2019. I'm Angela Cermi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.